With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's potential payoff for those who helped police make the arrest of Luigi Mangione and the killing of insurance executive Brian Thompson.
The McDonald's employee who called 911, leading to an arrest in the shooting death of the CEO of United Healthcare, is eligible for a reward. About 30 tips came into New York police that were considered useful, but it was a call from a McDonald's employee in Altoona, Pennsylvania, that zeroed in on the suspect. The rewards total as much as $60,000 for anyone calling in a tip, leading to a break in the case. The FBI program offered a reward of up to $50,000 in this case. It requires a tip or information leading to an arrest and conviction. Also, the person giving the tip must be nominated, usually by a federal agency. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky continues to work from home after suffering a fall earlier this week.
There's no evidence the drones came from a foreign entity. Bob Agner reporting.
An indictment could soon come against the suspect charged with murdering United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. According to reports, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office started presenting evidence to a grand jury in hopes of securing a murder indictment against Luigi Mangione. Governor Kathy Hochul says as soon as that indictment happens, she'll sign a warrant to have him extradited to New York. He's being held in Pennsylvania. His defense attorney says that he will fight an extradition attempt. The Stanley Drinkware Company is recalling 2.6 million travel cups due to faulty lids. They say that they were sold between June 2016 and this month. This is SRN News. A California woman files suit over sex change procedures.
The 20-year-old female UCLA student accuses Dr. Johanna Olson Kennedy of pressuring her into taking testosterone so she could live as a male at the age of 12. The plaintiff, who no longer wants to change her gender, says the treatments have left her unable to bear children. Dr. Olson Kennedy is considered a leader in the field of so-called transgender care, promoting puberty-blocking drugs and sex change operations on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge is considering the constitutionality of a Minnesota law that bans religious tests for colleges that take part in a state program, allowing high school students to take college courses for credit. The measure targets two conservative Christian colleges that require students to sign statements of faith. Crown College and the University of Northwestern. A group is suing to overturn the law, saying it violates their freedom to choose schools that reflect their values. This is SRN News. Far-left fundraiser ActBlue recently informed Congress it was still accepting foreign donations as recently as September, a significant development in an ongoing investigation into whether U.S. foreign adversaries were dumping funds into the campaign coffers of Democrat candidates.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile, chairman of the U.S. Committee on House Administration, which oversees federal election integrity, said that ActBlue turned over documents under subpoena showing a substantial change in September to its donor verification policies designed to guard against ill-gotten gains from flowing into political campaigns. That change occurred just 3 days after Stile introduced the Secure Handling of Internet Electronic Donations, or SHIELD Act, on September 6th to ensure that foreign money stayed out of online political fundraising. Beforehand, Stile said that such donations were not automatically rejected by ActBlue. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The head of the Federal Aviation Administration is resigning. More details at SRNNews.com.